Good afternoon, everyone. So I'll be presenting today in one of our programs. It's called The Heart of a Woman, and I'll be looking at the perception of CBD among women of African descent. I have no relationships to disclose. So I'll talk a little bit about our institute before I begin. So the institute was founded in 1992 by Arthur Ashe, the tennis player, in response to the healthcare delivery in urban America. We're located in Brooklyn, New York, in downtown Brooklyn. Downstate Medical Center. Is there anyone from New York here? Okay. We utilize a community health empowerment model, the CHI, and it's a community-driven strategy and is working in non-traditional venues such as barbershops and salons and faith-based organizations. We like to often say that we meet people where they are. We also have the community input, and we use we go through a culturally tailored approach, and we work closely with community members. And when we design our programs, we help hold focus groups, in-depth interviews, and provide pre and post assessments to the participants. And we also, when we're creating our program, is through partnerships. So we have long-standing relationships with our community members, and that's with the barbershops, the salons, grassroots organizations, and also academic institutions. We also train our barbers and stylists as lay health advocates. So we often say that you visit your stylist more than you visit your doctor, and you speak to your stylist about all types of issues. And they also speak, we find that the customers speak to their stylists about health issues, so we help facilitate that conversation. So we train the stylists and the barbers. We also have a CBPR approach, and to create our programs and design our programs, we recruit the community members. So a few of the programs that we have is the Access Project, and that's to increase access to health and social services among people who have been formerly incarcerated, and that's mostly in Bedford-Stuyvesant in Brooklyn. We also have the Barbershop Talk with Brothers, and that's to increase awareness of HIV and AIDS among heterosexual males. And we have the Heart of Women Project, which I'll be discussing today, and that's to increase awareness of cardiovascular disease among women of African descent. We also have a Health Disparity Summer Internship Program for high school students, and that's to engage them in community health research. And we have a Health Science Academy, and that's for middle school and high school students who are interested in the healthcare field, and that's to prepare them for the healthcare field. So what I'll be discussing today, the learning objective, will be to describe a salon-based intervention to increase awareness of cardiovascular disease, explore the relationship between women's perception and their knowledge of CBD, and discuss how women of African descent perceptions of CBD increase risk of heart disease. So I'd like to talk about cardiovascular disease in a general approach. So cardiovascular disease is impacting all women, and it's still the number one killer, continues to be the number one killer. However, African American women are most likely to be undiagnosed and untreated for cardiovascular disease. Okay. So let's get to the heart. So 600,000 people die of heart disease, so that's one in every four deaths. And one in every four women die of cardiovascular disease, killing 292,000 plus women. So that's a few stats. I'll skip over. So the background, why we're discussing cardiovascular disease and why this is so important, is because the prevalence of hypertension is the highest among African Americans in the world. And among blacks, 63% of men and 77% of women are overweight or obese. And another recent study showed that CBD, knowledge of CBD, women has more knowledge of CBD, but are less likely to perceive to be at risk for CBD. And despite the increase of awareness in the past decade to raise awareness of cardiovascular disease, only 54% of women recognize CBD to be the number one killer. So that's why it's important that we discuss cardiovascular disease and discuss it in areas other than the hospital setting. So one of the quotes from a focus group that we had, the stylist says, "I know where hair care is because that's really our focal point. To talk, to share information with you about how to best get your hair. Set an atmosphere for if we're going to be talking about health of your hair, then we're also going to talk about other health issues." And a quote from one of our, from the CEO of the Institute, is that women in the African American community have regular sorts of hair care, but do not have a similar resource for health information. And as mentioned before, in general, we visit our barbers and our stylists more often than we go to the doctor. So with the Heart of Women Project, I'll give you a basic overview. It's a salon-based health intervention to address cardiovascular disease. We train stylists as advocates to deliver a culturally tailored heart health message, and we hold health seminars in the barbershops and salons. This one of our this picture here is a fitness instructor we had come into the salon and show the stylist, you know, a couple steps that they can do in their free time, and also even in the salon. So that was one of the things that we had. So our method. Before I begin, I would like to say that the information that I'm going to share with you today is initial assessment of the results that we got from the participants, and also we focus more so on the participants that provided a self-report of their height, their weight, and blood pressure reading. So we recruited 16 salons in central Brooklyn. A few of the salons are salons that we partnered with in the past, and a few were new recruitments. We had a pre-assessment and administrated to 338 participants. And we had self-reported weight, height, and administered blood pressures to 238 participants. And there was a 3-month salon-based health intervention, and I'll discuss that in a bit. So the general demographics of the customers that we had of the age group, so from the majority of them from the age 20 to 49, and in the income, and under 20,000 was a 23%, and from the range of 20 to under 40,000 was 32%, and from 40,000 to under 60,000 was 19%. So the highest level of education, which we found interesting. The highest level of education, 28% reported to be college graduates, while 25% had some college, and 24% were high school graduates. This is I found this interesting because there was a relatively high level of education. A lot of literature says that one of the risks of cardiovascular disease is lack of education and the education background, but we found that the small sample size that we had, the majority of them had at least a high school graduate. So program implementation. The stylist delivered heart health messages. We had about 24 seminars. We provided an overview of cardiovascular disease. We had food demonstrations in the salons. So, and we also had juicing and fitness demonstrations. So the health seminars were during operating hours. Stylists were still working, and the customers were getting their hair done. So while they were doing that, they were also receiving health information. We held work fitness workshops, and we left equipment in the salon. So a few of them that's here in the picture, we had a blood monitor, we had tape measures, and we also had information on cardiovascular disease. The main messages that was delivered by the stylist was knowing your ABCs, knowing their numbers, their blood pressure, cholesterol, their weight and waist measurement, and their BMI, and also ways to reduce their risk. And a few more pictures of the health seminar. So from the reported height and weight that received from the participants, we
got their level of their BMI.
And we noticed that 40% were reported to be obese over 30, of a level of BMI over 30. And, I apologize. 38% reported to be obese and 40% reported to be overweight. Well, we have over 20% with normal and a few that was underweight. And as far as the self-report of blood pressure, so a few we got the blood pressures from a few of the participants, and we noticed that 25% were had high blood pressure, while 45% had pre-hypertension, with a normal of 30% that had hypertension. And what's also interesting was the family history. 26% reported to have history of cardiovascular disease, and 74% reported not having history of family history of cardiovascular disease, or not knowing if they do. And the knowledge question of CVD, which we found interesting, is we selected a few of the basic questions of the knowledge of CVD, and we found that the warning signs of heart attack, a majority of 90% knew what the warning signs were, and also what a heart attack is, 90% also knew, and the normal blood pressure, over 70% knew what the normal blood pressure was, and the definition of cardiovascular disease, 90% knew what the definition was. However, the same group that knew the knowledge of cardiovascular disease, we looked at their risk and their perception, and we found that regarding to perception, 25% of the women with a BMI of greater than 25 were not aware of their chances of CVD, and then 47% had knowledge of their BMI but did not consider themselves, but 53% did not know whether they were overweight. 58% think about their chances of reducing CVD. 80% using the Likert scale, never to sometime think about developing CVD, and 68% think about reducing their CVD. So this also made us think that the majority of the group that we had were hypertensive and were pre-hypertensive, and also majority were either overweight or obese. But however, there was a large amount of them that didn't think that they were at risk of CVD. In conclusion, women who may be at risk for heart disease have knowledge of CVD but may not perceive themselves to be susceptible to cardiovascular disease. And we recognize that we would need a larger sample size to conclude that the perception of CVD impacts the practice of healthy behaviors. And more heart health interventions are needed to address perception of cardiovascular disease among women of African descent. And while conducting the study, we found that a lot of the women, while they were taking the surveys, they asked a lot of questions. And we realized that one of the things that we would like to implement in the study is to hold small group sessions and talk to women who are at risk for cardiovascular disease so we can address the perception. Okay, and I would like to acknowledge the staff that helped us with this project, and also our funder. Thank you.